Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about perfection. I've been pondering perfection. Is there good perfection and bad perfection? When someone asks me, how's it going, like at the grocery store, how you doing today? I like to answer, perfect. And it's more of a philosophical answer than an actual answer in that is responding to the conditions of my day. It's inspired by Byron Katie and her book, Loving What Is, and the idea that the way to become happy, the way to avoid suffering, is to learn to love reality and to accept that everything is always perfect, which can be challenging because I'm sure as you hear that, you make an argument, well, how about these types of suffering in the world or this injustice or, well, as Byron Katie says, if you argue with reality, you will suffer, but only 100% of the time. So the idea of how's it going perfect is an attempt to embrace the idea that, well, even if there's things in life that you're not enjoying, or that you would like changed, that even that state is perfect on some level. And recently I was out and about and someone asked me, how's it going? I said, perfect. And this woman was like kind of, got this look on her face like disgust. She's like, nothing is ever perfect. I was like, clearly from where I'm coming at with this philosophical, everything is always perfect. We were at odds. So we did what every philosophically people in opposition do, and we had a holy war. No, but I did ask her, you know, why the disgusting look on your face? And she's like, nothing is ever perfect. And then she, as we began to talk, she explained that she was raised as a dancer, very, you know, competitive, high-level dancing. And in the pursuit of dance, you are pursuing perfection. But you never are perfect. There is always room for improvement. There is always reason to practice and work harder and train more because you can never be perfect. And I was like, oh, that sounds so stressful. Oh, I mean, I understand. And maybe that's a reason why I'm not a world-class athlete. That and the fact that, you know, genetics and drive and all the other things, but I definitely do not have that belief that, you know, the train harder, more, get better is the state that I want to be living in. And, you know, there's probably a reason why I don't have a degree of traditional success and mastery of certain skills because of that. So maybe it's a trade-off. But I think that's what I want to talk about, or what I've been thinking about in terms of good perfection and bad perfection. You know, the good perfection to me is the recognition, the ability to appreciate things as they are, to see the glass half full, to see the beautiful glass, to not see that glass half full and be like, oh, I got to keep adding to that glass, you know? It's never going to be full, but I got to just keep squeezing sweat and tears from this life until I can get it a little bit more. Versus the idea of training and pursuing excellence and that the perfection, which in some ways could be the purpose of life, to reach a level of mastery that is only acquired with that pursuit. And I had a few things this week that knocked me a little bit. One, I've been reading the book The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida. And I listened to a webinar by a successful peer, I guess, somebody who speaks and has similar messaging, and except a little bit more financially based, but empowerment things, but a very financially successful person, significantly quite wealthy. And I listened to a webinar about what it takes to become a successful coach. And both of these media that I was ingesting, that I was seeking out as ways to learn and better myself, both hit me with a frustration, a sense of I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, I don't have what it takes to get to these levels that these people are describing. And, you know, is that the area of perfection that I'm struggling with? Am I satisfied with good enough, and so I will never make it to that other level? And is that a bad thing? I think it's only a bad thing if I forget that this feels perfect and forget the gratitude of it. If I lose that and suddenly are unsatisfied with it, well, now I'm in a place of glass half empty and lacking maybe the motivation and incentive to get to the next level or closer to another degree of perfection. And I think as I've been pondering this perfection dilemma, it comes down to gratitude. And it comes down to am I pursuing this growth from a place of self-love and purpose? Am I driven from this joyful desire for growth and a more complete embodiment of my potential? Or am I driven by guilt, shame, a feeling of not enoughness? It can be the same actions, the same path, but one is filled with light and purpose, and one is filled with disappointment and frustration. And I think gratitude is the key. By returning to gratitude, by reminding ourselves of what our blessings are, then we can bring our baseline to a place where the growth that we do is bonus. It feels good, as opposed to the growth we do because we got to get to a place where we can be satisfied with something. I'll be happy as soon as I get here. Because you ever heard yourself say that? That's like the biggest trap of all. I'll be content as soon as I get that degree. I'll be happy as soon as I lose those 10 pounds. I will be happy when I get that promotion. Yeah, that rarely works. But if we can be, I'm happy, I think I could feel more fulfilled. I could be more of service. I could be more powerfully myself if I could get to this level. If I could discipline myself more to do this. If I could get that promotion, lose that weight, I think that would feel more healthy to me, and I could be more vibrant in my service to humanity. So all perfection is whatever you bring to it. You're perfect right now. And if striving for a new state of perfection helps you to more powerfully embody your authentic self, well, then that's good too. Me, I'm going to practice a little bit more gratitude, ground myself a little bit more, shake it off a little bit, and maybe take a break from the media that reminds me of how far I got to go. Because it's pretty good right here. Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for watching this video. It would really make a lot of difference if you would hit like. It would help people see more of these videos, which would mean a lot to me. Of course, I do a new one of these. It's uploaded every Tuesday. If you hit subscribe, you'll get them all. Thank you so much.